Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Bounces no good, tipped out. There's your ball game. Grant has it. Game's over. Portland will win, and the Warriors again with a chance to win. A winnable game gets into the L column, and the Warriors waste a tremendous performance by Stephen Curry. A 48-point night for Curry. And they lose by a final score of 136-131. They fall back below 500 at 13-14.
Dub Nation, it's Stephen Curry. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Okay, Chef. You just keep doing your thing, and I don't know, maybe something will get figured out around you. It's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. And we're also brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Started off the show by expressing that I'm ticked off. I'm ticked off at the Warriors. They've ruined Victory Monday.
Yeah, a little bit.
This should be, and still to a degree will, be about our 10-win 49ers. Our banged-up 10-win 49ers who could be positioned for the ultimate success. We're getting so close to the possibility. If the Seahawks can beat the Rams on Thursday night, and the Rams are now hobbled, I'd be shocked if Devontae Adams plays in that game.
Yeah.
On Thursday, Puka Nacua even left, and then he did return. But we'll see about how banged up they are. And no matter how Thursday goes, the Niners can clinch a playoff spot against Old Man Rivers a week from tonight in Indianapolis. But if the Seattle Seahawks beat the Rams, and then the Niners take care of business, then the Niners can still be the division champs. The Niners can still be the one seed.
No doubt.
Their games get a lot harder from here, there's no doubt, but the Niners can be the one seed. By the way, Brock Purdy will also probably have to play in some wet weather. I'm looking at weather reports.
Yep.
And starting on about Friday, it's supposed to get wet and stay that way for the rest of 2025.
So a couple more weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
every day.
You know what we all say? We need it, which is one of the, among the things that annoy me the most. There's one thing, and I should save it for Friday, what's bugging me.
Yeah.
But the expression on my bingo card, and many of us now use it, and I don't know when this started, like, oh, I didn't have that on my bingo card. First of all, none of you have a bingo card. Second of all, I used to play a game called Bing Low when I was on with Joe Low and Dibs. Bing Low, we had a song too. It was a great bit. And then two people complained, and then it got shut down. But because Low has a certain amount of isms that he would,
sure,
like, you know, same church, same pew. So if you had a Bing Low card, that would be one of the squares. Same church, same pew.
Got it.
With you more would be one. When Low did the uptick. So you could play along with the show with all the different Low isms. So I actually had that on my Bing Low card, but none of us have a bingo card. And that's just one that's been really bugging me for the better part of a year.
The whole idea of,
I didn't have that on my bingo card. Like, I didn't have Steph Curry hitting 12 threes and a loss on my bingo card.
I didn't.
No, it's stupid. Like, don't say that.
I do have bingo cards, though.
Right. They have numbers underneath the B, the I, the N, the G, and the O.
Yeah, but there's all kinds of concoctions of bingo.
I get it.
You know what I mean?
No, we actually have toddler bingo, yeah, which is just like colors and shapes.
Yeah, it's that time of year, too. Families get together and play games, Dibs.
We used to play bingo at Thanksgiving. My mother-in-law would get three presents for everyone, so you had to win three times. So
that could take a while.
Believe me, you know? Who hasn't won three times? And so, oh, you know, you get like a case of golf balls. I got like a coffee mug. I got a book on rose trimming for the garden. So
I love stuff like that.
Yeah.
My sister has started a thing where you put, it's almost like playing quarters, but with ping pong balls.
Yeah.
And she's just got a whole triangle on her table of little cups. And people are bouncing balls in there and throwing balls in there. And she's put all kinds of stuff. I don't know how much she spends. She's got lottery tickets in there.
Oh, it's fun.
She got gift cards in there to Starbucks and grocery stores. And then there's little like little shooters. And, like, I mean, some of the people are
Jude.
17.
11.
So then people are starting to trade. They'll be like, I'll give you a lottery ticket for the vodka.
Totally.
Give me the Tito's. Anyway, 888-957-9570. Yeah, let's drink. All right, here's Jonathan. Hi, Jonathan in the city. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Mark and Dibs? Mark, you got a question? I have an answer.
Okay.
This is just based on my opinion, my observation. The question is, what's wrong? And my answer is all of the above. I mean, if I have to enumerate and discuss in details what's wrong with the Warriors, I'm going to need my own show. So I'm just going to boil it down to this. Remember when they're building the dynasty, every move they make is, like, great. It turns into gold and all that stuff. All the addition, not trading Clay for Kevin Love, Monte for Bogut, and on it goes to the tune of four championship. Well, when it's over, it kind of looked like this. So now a lot of the things we see with the Warriors are head scratchers. Doesn't make sense. Because, like I say, it's over, and if you ask me what am I going to do with that, well, switch the channel and watch Celebrini on a breakaway. He shoots. He scores! Lachlan Celebrini with a wicked wrist shot!
That's a three for your Rosanowski. Pretty solid.
The Sharks on, was that Saturday night that they erased that deficit? Was that Friday night or Saturday night? Saturday night? Man. Christy and I were at a bar, and the game was over my left shoulder, and every time I turned around, it was like it was 4-1, and then it was 4-2, and then it was 4-3, and then it was 4-4, and I was like, oh, my God.
Gar! And there should be one more in there, too. Thank you. Thank you.
Gar!
Oh, I think that's my favorite. That's a guru doing Dan Rusinowski.
Oh, I know exactly what it is.
Gar!
Yeah.
Gar!
Gar! Gar!
And there's the gar, gar.
You have, you have to do it. Yeah, the trick is to say score as if you've got a sinus infection.
Gar.
That's what it sounds like. You know,
that's the one from the Lion King.
Gar.
Who is the villain in the Lion King?
Gar.
It was.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Scar! Scar!
Scar!
There's Mufasa. And there's
he's a safety for the Niners. Yeah.
That's right.
Mufasa.
Malik Mufasa.
Malik Mufasa.
That's right.
Anyway.
Simba.
Yeah, go Sharks. Go Sharks. No, listen.
What muscles have I not developed in my midsection?
Gar!
That one.
My gore.
Gore.
Thank you. Do this all day. Holiday book.
Was this inevitable, the way Jonathan says it? And I don't want to take all of your fangs out of you. That's not what I'm trying to do. I know everybody's just furious because the Warriors are so stupid. But was this inevitable?
Of course.
I mean, he's just like...
Of course, yeah, it was inevitable.
You don't trade Klay Thompson. You do trade Monte Ellis. Everything turns to gold. Were we supposed to be under the impression that that was just going to be life now for the rest of our days?
I mean, how does anything... end. It usually ends like this.
Badly.
It ends badly, but it actually kind of happens more abruptly than you think.
Sure.
And Steph Curry is still, like, as I said in the crossover, he's probably 92% peak Steph. He can't do it as often, but last night's a great example. He had 48. He hit 12 threes. Yeah. He single-handedly kept you in the game. Draymond Green's defense has come down a little bit. Jimmy Butler, for some reason, can no longer just score on his own of late. Buddy Hield can no longer shoot. And the rest of your roster is unproven pups.
Here's Steve Kerr, by the way, on the Jimmy Butler thing.
Yeah, I got to find a way to get him more into the groove of the game. You know, 11 shots. I mean, I don't know. I don't really consider, you know, Jimmy's game to be dependent on how many shots he gets. But we do need his scoring. We do need his playmaking. I thought we did a better job last year of putting in position to attack and create shots for people. We need to get back to that type of control of the game where, you know, we're going to him in the half court, especially when Steph's out, going to him in the half court, taking care of the ball, turning the other team over, controlling the game. And we're not there. We've had a few moments during the season, you know, but we're not able to consistently put the ball in Jimmy's hands and let him control games like we did at the end of last year.
Steve tried like hell last night to be like, this is on me to figure out, and he's not wrong.
That's what he does, though.
And that is his job. But I sort of appreciate, you know, like I did door number three. Like, is it construction or is it coaching?
Yep.
And I'm like, I kind of want to almost move up above that even to the stubbornness of sticking with your decisions too long. I guess that's more construction than coaching. And I do believe that is the answer. I don't think this is 50-50. I don't think Steve's done a great job this year. I don't think Steve thinks he's done a great job this year. But I do want everybody who's going to call in and everyone's even thinking about this, I do think it's incumbent, if you're going to take a shot at someone, then in the midst of that, answer the question, what would you do? What can be done? What is it? If you think today is a Steve Kerr day, then what is it, as is currently constructed, that's sitting on his bench or rotationally is not happening? What is it that Steve's not doing that would lead to this team winning right now?
It's easy.
What?
Kuminga.
You don't believe that.
I don't fully believe that, but I also believe that when things are going bad, and this is bad, you got to try everything, and right now you're not trying that.
That's fair.
Over the last three games, you haven't tried that.
But they already tried that. It's not like they've been doing no Kuminga all year.
They tried it, and I just think that there's more to it than just, you know, we're choosing not to play him because he doesn't fit right now. I think there's more going on, whether it's him not having the right approach or him not having the right attitude. But Steve last week said at scrimmage, he looked good. He played well. He played hard. And I mean, that could be lip service.
Yeah,
and apparently
these are words.
It was lip service because since then he hasn't played. So I'm not saying that if you play Kuminga, you would have won the last two games. But what I'm seeing is Steve Kerr is searching, and you don't play Seth Curry. I get it. He's your 14th man. And you're barely playing Pat Spencer. Okay, the chariot has turned back into a pumpkin. You're not playing Will Richard of late. I get it. He's a rookie, and you know he's going to be fine if you don't play him for a while. And you're not playing Kuminga. Is it because he can't help you in these games, or is it because that he's not doing the things you want him to do in practice?
I don't know.
Is it both? I don't know what it is.
I think it's what you were saying there the second time, but not practice. It's games. So, like, I wonder, can we all meet in the middle on that? Like, it's not, you're not wrong. Like, sure, try everything. And it does seem odd that when you're a short team that's lacking athleticism, you don't play
right.
Kuminga. I get that. That makes sense. But all of us, I feel like most of us have coached on some level. Did you coach your kids? Are you a parent? Are you a boss at work? What do you do with the employee or the subject who doesn't do things the way that you want them to do it? What do you do with that person? That's what's going on. The other ones might not be effective at it either, but I think they at least, through Steve's eye, are doing it the way he's asking them to do it. There's nobody else on the floor other than Pod's weird comments that's like, I'm going to be a star one day. There's nobody else is trying to be
right
a max player. Nobody. Maybe Pods, but that also just lands as like, that was just weird comments. You're just a weird dude.
Yeah.
Like that, no one else is trying to be a max player. And Jonathan is, and there's nothing wrong with that, except for there is for the Warriors right now, because that's not what they want him to do.
Exactly. And so you have to approach it however you're going to do it. And yeah. You had me thinking about my first year at St. Joe's coaching boys volleyball. I had an outside hitter named Dennis. Dennis Soltis, rocket arm, great hitter. He was a sophomore, but he was having a hard time taking a little bit off of it and keeping it in the court.
Okay.
And so after about 8 weeks, I had to go to him and say, Dennis, you're hitting like, it's a negative percentage. When we set you, you hit it off the wall. So now you're going to, and he played with a certain amount of anger and a certain amount of
sounds
angst.
Like it, yeah.
And he'd be getting down on himself. So we had to put him in the back row. And so he became the tallest back row specialist in the East Bay. Kid is about 6'1".
Damn.
And I had to tell him, though, this is what you're going to do for the time being because we can't play you in the front row anymore. Right. And so it was the same kind of tough love where, you know, you can't do what you want. We kind of need you to do something. So we had to pivot to that. And I don't know what Steve and Kuminga are, what they're talking about and what they're going through, but clearly they're not on the same page as far as what they're going to do.
It's classic coaching. It's classic sports of physical versus mental. That's all it is. Like when Elliot Ramos strikes out and Elliot Ramos doesn't know the infield fly rule, which one ticks you off more?
Right. The infield fly rule, because, for sure.
Right. Like, dude, you gotta know what we're doing out there. That's it. Physical mistakes, no problem. No problem. You know what I mean? Jonathan goes 1-for-10 last week. I'm not offended. Klay Thompson went 0-for-10 last game as a Warrior.
Melton went 0-for-5 last night.
Right. Like, sometimes it ain't falling.
Yep.
But the intricacies of whatever they see, it has to be like he's not even trying to do it the way that they want him to do it. That's the only, like, that can be the only answer, right?
Yeah.
That has to be the answer.
That, and maybe he's not, you know, behaving the way that they need him to behave, and whether or not it's him walking off the bench in the fourth quarter when he got taken out a few games back on the road trip. Maybe that was something that, you know, kind of ticked them off a little bit. But
could be.
I just look at a game like last night where you're playing a young athletic team and your young athlete is a guy who doesn't play. I'm just wondering where this goes next, you know, because you're playing guys who are clearly not as athletically talented as Kuminga, and you're losing. So
right. The same thing you were doing when he was playing.
Well,
You
won more games when he played than you have since he hasn't played.
Like his record. Is that true?
Yeah. I was looking at it earlier. I'll bring it up.
I mean, he's only been not playing for what, 3 or 4 games?
He hasn't played in like 12 games this year.
Well, no, he was hurt.
Right.
I'm talking about decision DNPs.
Yeah, they're 1-2 in those games.
Okay, right. Okay, so they won in Chicago, and then they lost the two this week.
Yep.
Okay. Let's go to Rich in Los Altos. Hi, Rich. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, guys. Thanks for letting me on.
Yeah, man.
I don't want to be too negative because I'm a Warriors nut, but this is what I got. I was frustrated with Dunleavy when he was a player, and I'm frustrated with him now. They gave Jimmy Butler, who's the 8th highest player in the NBA right now, a Kuminga spot. And ever since that, Kuminga, it broke him. So he's kind of broken. But I still think if they had Kuminga getting those minutes and shots and everything, and then had some other guy making 50, who's worth $54 million, who could shoot 3-pointers, that's, you know, when it was Klay and Steph, the Warriors were so cool. When they added Durant, they were unbeatable. That's because they had the 3 best shooters. Because that's where we're at now. So, Jimmy, if you watch, I mean, in my opinion, I'm not trying to bash him. I mean, he's amazing. He plays kind of like I'm an old guy. Like my coach would have had us play in the old days. That's what I think. He makes the right play and does this and that. But the, you know, he doesn't just start bombing off threes. And if you're going to have Steph in there, who very shaky defense, and Draymond, who's no shooting, No, that's taking it too far. He's actually shooting a little better, but you know, I mean, he's not much of a threat. Then who, you know, where's the scoring going to come from? Especially, like, if you think about it, they're not in like OKC's league. If everybody's healthy, not even in their league.
Well, nobody
so,
is.
Like I said, I blame the construction. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, what's Kerr supposed to do? He can't. They play the same position, basically. So Kuminga's screwed.
Yeah. Anyway, so thanks, Rich. I appreciate it. You know, there's one thing that I keep hearing, and I never know what to do with it. When someone says, you know, instead of doing Butler, you could have gone and got some other guy. Who?
Right, and how? Who and how?
Who? This is not, like, it's not a draft. Like, who was available? What other $50 million player on the who plays a different position was available last February? And please, I'm going to push back a little bit with a team that was one game under 500 at the time of the trade deadline, should have, in theory, held that spot for a not healthy Jonathan Kuminga, who had proven nothing in the league as far as being a big-time starter who can give you those kind of numbers on a given night. Why would the Warriors do that? We're not going to acquire Jimmy Butler because Jonathan is about to get healthy and we can get him back and get back to being a 500 team again? Like, why would they do that?
They wouldn't.
And it worked, by the way. It worked last year.
In the short
I get
run,
that it's
right.
not working now, but it did right. work last year.
It worked in a small sample, and then you were able to beat Houston, and Kuminga didn't play, and then he played a little bit, and then, yeah, whatever happened, happened. But Steiny said something earlier, and it kind of hit me, the idea of Draymond and Jimmy not being able to play together that often. If you throw JK in that mix, like Kuminga and Jimmy, last year that was the big thing. Like, they can't play together, and you can't have all three play together. Can Kuminga play with Draymond? Maybe with certain pieces only. And so now you're in a spot where you've got three guys who can't all play together, and you're going to play Jimmy and Draymond, so JK becomes the odd man out.
Right. I mean, you're pot committed on Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond. Like, you could be mad at that, but they're pot committed.
For sure. And you're pot committed on Jimmy at $54 million a year.
And Steph doesn't want it any other way.
Right. I'm sure he'd rather have Jimmy and Draymond and Al than he would Quentin, JK, and Pods. Like, if you gave him the choice of
for sure.
trios with whom to play. And that's, it's his prerogative, Bobby Brown, shout out Guru, but it doesn't mean it's going to work.
And by the way, the small sample where Jimmy, it worked last year, larger sample than we've had this year.
That's about the same, I think.
No, I mean, first of all, they played in the regular season, they played over 30 games together, and then they went into the playoffs and played, what, at least another 10 some odd games at that point.
Because Steph got hurt.
Eight with Steph, right.
Yeah.
Eight with Steph. And they won five of those eight games. So, I mean, not a tremendous, like, but if you're going to call that a small sample, then you have to call this a small sample.
Fair enough. And I don't know if Jimmy played in all those games, and I'm not going to sit here and quibble with how many versus how many.
Yep.
The bigger issue for me is multifold. One, Jimmy's not playing the same way that he played last year.
No, he's not.
Two, Draymond Green is not as good as he was last year. Three, Steph Curry's already missed a third of the games this year. And fourth, everyone else in the West is better than they were last year. Portland's a better team.
Not everyone.
Portland's better.
Clippers are worse.
Well, you've only played them once.
Right.
Like, you've played OKC twice.
That's a good thing.
The Spurs are better, even though you beat them both times.
2-0.
And, you know, you look around the association, Portland's clearly better. They're 3-0 against you.
Yeah. Right. Just, but, I mean, I don't think the West is stronger this year than it was last year.
No.
Memphis, yeah. Out of the way. Dallas, out of the way. Clippers, out of the way. Like, the
Lakers
Warriors
are better.
I know.
The Thunder are somehow better.
The Warriors' record is gross, and they're the 8 seed. This is about right. The same seed they were last year.
What are they, 13-14? Is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Under 500, and they're the 8 seed.
That last year, they were 15-12 after 27.
Yeah.
So
I just mean by the end of the year, the 8 seed was a 48-win team last year. This year, it's under 500.
And it's them, yeah.
Yeah. We're sponsored by Surfside. Golden State Warriors are back. Cheer on those Dubs with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, 0 bubbles. Easy to sip and enjoy. It is not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Got to be 21. Please drink responsibly. We're not done with your calls at all. Stay right there. We're coming to you. 888-957-9570. That is the number. And it's a victory Monday-ish. Weathered and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.